We're doing the angel diagram, and we're going to go through the 14 rings. The first ring has the chromosome, has the cross, which is a sign for chromosome 14, and it's circled by the letters V-A, N-A, E-L, and L-E. They are the ring, those four double-lettered things, and the cross. That is the first ring. It's not the cross itself, correct?
Correct. They represent the angels that are holding back the winds.
All right. And what are the winds representing?
Oh, the destruction of your little world.
Aren't they chemical gases?
Yes, but they don't represent that. They are that. So what they represent is the destruction of your little man's earth.
So,
true. That's true.
Non-enthusiastic about being human. Okay, so now we go to ring two, which is the letters Z, M, S, N, and C. And Z represents lamb, M represents lion, S represents man, N represents eagle, and C represents calf or ox.
As found in Ezekiel.
Right. And any particular number in Ezekiel?
Oh, yeah. You know where that is, Bob.
Okay. So these are beasts. And they
represent... No, they're not. They're faces. Remember the faces on the wheel?
Yeah.
The wheel,
right.
And the wheel, and they each represent a certain spot of the Godhead, of how the God... with the wheel and the wheel and how it comes. This is long before the dry bones.
Long before the dry bones. And they are... I have here in my notes, each beast represents an element. Is that the
exactly.
case? Like in, so, okay. So then we go to ring three, and there are five names. Ezekiel, Adam, Emeli, Ogani, and Arabia. And these are the four angels holding back the wind, plus the angel of the east. And the angel of the east
yes.
is silicon dioxide.
Yes.
What makes them release the winds?
You, Bob.
All right. And that can be humans or me in particular?
Well, you're the dark soul, so it would have to be you, Bob.
Okay. So, the diagram is about the holding of the winds. Then they will, and then the diagram is telling you there will be a release. And then the rest of the diagram explains what's going to happen when there is the release of the winds? Or is it continuing?
Well, this is a representation of the actual cell. So that's what the cell does, is it tells you what its DNA by its RNA of its capacitation. So if you take spirituality and add it to science, it's a representation of that superhighway that you're trying to engage. So,
implications of this. So, ring four is the letters Z or Z, A, B, A, T, H, I, V, I guess the number for four, and then Z or Z. And these seven letters represent the seven thunders. And they also are, Ayana said, new heart, new body, new mind. So they represent something that will happen to the little human once.
Well, it doesn't happen. It's the condition. It's a condition.
Right, and it's a condition that happens after the winds are released?
Well, we don't know. That's the thing. You never know how that all goes. You've never released them before, Bob.
Okay, but that's... And are they also crown jewels in medieval politics?
Yes.
They represent that. Okay, medieval politics. Now, that would
oligarchs. That's your oligarchs.
And that would be the world we studied when we visited Paris a few weeks ago and went to all the castles. That's medieval politics we're talking about.
Well,
right?
It's not medieval. It's not medieval. It's just politics.
However, then ring five, which is symbolized by the letter E at the top of the ring, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sides, and it represents ribonucleic acid. And... there are little crosses between this, in each of the panels, the seven panels or bars, and they represent 39 protons, correct?
They are protons, yes.
And do they represent something happening to the blood after the wind's released, or it's the condition before the winds are released?
Simultaneous. We say it's already happened. You say it's happening. We say you've already ascended. You say you're ascending. So is it live or is it memory? We're not sure, but what it does do, those protons are already present in your quote-unquote blood. But at the cellular level, you'll never be able to see those protons until the blood is actually ascended. The blood of the Lamb. Because the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. And that's our only cliched archetype of the day.
Right. And so the protons aren't seen until the winds are released and the ascension begins. Is that what you just
said?
But
they're there. But they're there now. But you'll never find them now.
All right. All right. Okay, so then we go to the next ring, the sixth ring, which at the north top, it says S. And S stands for sugar, for a memory technique, or is it stand for something else? The S.
The placeholder. The placeholder.
Yes, so ring six represents DNA.
What you say DNA is, yes.
Right. And what's going to happen is the DNA is going to change, so it'll be a new blood type.
Yeah, all the blood types will change, yes.
Yeah, there's six blood types, right?
Correct.
And so what we've done six rings, and we see the genetic level of the meaning of the angel, what we call the angel diagram, and... what happens in the first four rings is going to cause a change in the fifth, the RNA ring, and the sixth, the DNA ring.
A shift, yes.
Yeah.
It will merge and marry and coalesce your now known abstract.
What does the word abstract refer to?
Your little man body in a God sack.
Okay, so, all right. So now we move to ring seven, which is a different kind of ring. It's more complicated. It's like an escalator, and we call it the Escher. It's sort of like the artist, M.C. Escher, E-S-C-H-E-R, right? His kind of painting showing the different levels.
Yeah. The Escher stairs. It's like the staircases in Harry Potter, so your little ones will know what it is.
Right. And so... does this Escher loop through ring one with the chromosome 14?
It does.
Okay. And it's basically, it has 12 gates, which represent 12 silicon minerals, which represent 12 foundations, and there's 30 heirs, A-Y-E-R-S.
And 12 tribes, don't forget the tribes, of where you divide it, where you split your power through the 12 tribes.
There's a lot of activity going on in ring seven. And... so it's a transitional point between the first six rings, which were about the chemistry of our cell, and now we're going
It's where the pistil meets the stamen.
Right, and then we're going to go to the ring 8 to 14 is the outer world of frequency. Maybe you don't call it outer world, but it's different from the
balance and valence.
Balance and valence we're going to, which, is that involve frequency?
It will. It affects it. The sine and cosine gets that, but a frequency.
Okay. So then then we move to ring eight, which is seven names, and they are E-L-M-E-E-S-A-I-A-N-A-A-K-E-L-E, A-Z-D-O-B-N, Stim cell, S-T-I-M-C-U-L, and that's it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven names. And they, I have my notes, they're the practical aspects of oneself, the social zone. And they represent the new DNA.
The McLuhan quadrant.
Okay. And they represent the new DNA after it's gone through ring seven?
No, it's not new. It's still... see, the lotus flower, before it opens, is still a lotus flower.
Okay, so that's ring eight. Ring nine, it says, Saim, Bitskazi, Haidin, Demo, Mikugabi Ileoven and IHRLAA, Irla. They represent the seven higher emotions. I guess the kind of emotions Job had. He had patience, kindness.
Well, we don't know. We don't know about all that. But he was known for his trial and travail.
Okay, so the effects of Mordor, which was ring eight, personally, leads to whether one is patient, kind, not proud, or proud, long-suffering, lack of envy, not rude, not provoked. And ring nine
that's
represents...
That's the gift of the spirit.
Yeah, and so... they represent what one can be, which is patience, kindness, not proud, long-suffering, lack of envy, not rude, and not provoked. But that those conditions are not necessary to, in the ascended being?
That's correct. Actually, they're frowned upon.
They're frowned upon. Patience, kindness, and not proud are frowned upon?
Oh, sure, of course. As a
okay.
God, why would you have to do all that? Why would you want to ascend if you got all these rules and regulations? You got to be this, and you got to be that, you got to do this, you got that. Why can't you just say, I want this way, and not be mean about it, but I want this way, and have no other conversation? That doesn't mean you have to be slobbery to get what you want. If you got to do that, why would you want to ascend? Just let somebody else, let it be somebody
okay.
else's problem.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to Ring 10, which is a detailed one. It has 49 boxes. Each box has a letter or a plus sign, different things. These represent the... seven churches, the 6 degrees of separation, plus the completion, the fragmenting effect of the printed book, and the seven layers of heaven. 7 times 7 equals 49. That is what's indicated by Ring 10, correctly? Correct?
Yes. In those lines is where you prove the point of your degrees of inclusion. That's what you're trying to connect. It shows the dots that you're trying to connect.
And it is about the effect of the printing press.
Effect,
the fall a major fall of humans, that what the printing press did to people's perceptions.
It froze you in time.
Right, very good. Okay, so Ring 11 has seven nice little icons. I won't read them. And they are seven, they represent the seven crown jewels. Not the British crown jewels, but crown jewels in general, which represent medieval iconography for secret societies. Would you agree with that?
A bunch of wordy words doesn't mean much of anything. It's the different minerals, the different elements that will be in your crown. Yes.
Do they represent also the empires that are
always
here?
But you do too. You do as well.
All right. And they, the seven parts, they loop with Ring 4, which has the seven thunders.
Of course.
Okay.
Right up to the vile judgment.
Right. Then you come to Ring 12, which is the outer ring that has detail. Ring 13 and 14 don't have letters or number content. So this is very complex in Ring 12. And it represents 40 ratios or sine waves involving, well, in my notes, it's sine waves, vertical and cosine, horizontal, in our cells. They are the sine and cosine of frequencies of our cells spelled out from the action of the ionosphere. It has all the emotions possible that apply to the Escher ring, ring 7. That's where you have the XY chromosomes, which are set values of positions, as in XY in a graph grid, pull sine, cosine to calculate too. I don't know if that is exactly the way you would say it. And
it's pretty close. We're not signed up for the program or anything, but it sounds pretty good, Bob.
Right. So it's pretty mathematical and complex, Ring 12.
Well, no, it's actually simple as a lamb. But what it does is it gives you a first-hand notch of how this connects.
Now, in Ring 13 is a thin white line. There's a black line on the outer ring, but they're outer rim of the diagram, but there's supposed to be a white line. I guess there's a bit of white after the outer line, ring line of ring 12. There's a white, slight white band, and then there's the edge of the ring. So that slight white band is ring 13, right?
Correct.
And it contains, this is very complex, 40 sets of 300 times 12 sets of variables. The 12 sets of variables represent the tribes of Israel, and the 300 represents the Spartans who got killed at, forget the name of the, what was the name of that area that they made a movie.
Babylon.
Out.
Babylon.
No, no. So there's 40 sets of, what are they sets of? 40 sets times 300 times 12 sets of variables equals 3,600. And you multiply all that and you get 144,000 double helixes all attached to one chromosome 14. And that's the point of the ascendant. You now have 144,000 double helixes, because of fully functioning chromosome 14. Correct?
Perfect.
Alright, so that's the meaning of the ring, the very thin white line that you can't see any content in. Then you come to maybe a dark line or an edge to the outer part of the world, the non-ring, and that's called ring 14. And it contains orbiting valences, which are symbols for our creation of angels. We create angels. Is that sentence odd?
No, it's on point.
All right, so in it, there are the looping back to ring 1 and chromosome 14, and ring 14 involves valence and valence, technical terms, and there are 420 elders. And subtitle, subnote, subtract 2, you get 418, or add 2 and you get 422, or 24 elders when 1 is ascended. Correct? That's a variation.
Perfect.
In that. Right? And it ring one.
Those are the conditions. They're not positions. They're the conditions.
All right. So the punchline is that you have looped with ring one. And is that looping happening in the little man's cell, or that's when you're
at every level? No, it does it at every level. It does it at every level. You just don't accept it or don't engage it or won't allow it or won't notice it.